Mr. President, welcome back to Washington. I was just reminiscing with the President about my trip to Georgia, about the unbelievably good food, and about the dancing. He was wondering whether I'd come back and start my dancing career there. I told him I'd probably better quit while I'm ahead. And we had a good discussion. I admire the President. I admire what Georgia has gone through and what Georgia is doing. We had an interesting talk about a couple of subjects, one of which is the economic opportunities in Georgia. This is a country which has adopted a very simplified tax code. It's easy for people to understand. I told the American people I'd try to simplify our tax code. It's difficult to do. I congratulate you on simplifying yours, and I congratulate you about your rates of growth. We talked about Georgia's contribution to democracy movements, not only her own, but to democracy and freedom movements in places like Iraq. The citizens of Georgia must know that the troops that have been provided there are brave, courageous professionals and have made a significant difference, and we want to thank you for that, Mr. President. We talked about the need for there to be peaceful resolutions of conflicts while recognizing the territorial integrity and sovereign borders of Georgia. And finally, we, of course, talked about NATO. The Bucharest Summit is coming up. Georgia's aspirations will be decided at the Bucharest Summit. MAP application, of course, as the President full well knows, is not membership. MAP is a process that will enable NATO members to be comfortable with a country eventually joining. I believe that NATO benefits with a Georgia membership. I believe Georgia benefits from being a part of NATO. And I told the President the message I'd be taking to Bucharest soon. And so, Mr. President, thanks for coming. I'm pleased you're here. Glad you brought your wife. Turns out our wives are out having lunch together on the town, having lunch together on the town here in D.C. And just told Laura to keep the tab down. I'm working on government pay these days. But thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I mean, I'm incredibly thrilled to be back in the Oval Office. And, you know, we've been essential part of your freedom agenda. I was not president when I heard your speech in Warsaw, when you spoke about freedom between Baltics and Black Sea. And that was extremely visionary speech, because you spoke about the Black Sea at the moment when nobody wanted to look in our direction. And I think what we are up to now is to implement this freedom agenda till the end, for the sake of our people, for the sake of our values, for the sake of what the United States means for all of us, because the U.S. is exporting idealism to the rest of the world. And we believe that, you know, we have very, very strong partnerships. We have very, very strong partnership in democracy building. We have very strong partnership in our military cooperation, because I'm very proud that Georgian troops in Iraq are not just controlling and are present there protecting people, but are having successes in doing so. And certainly this is something that we will stay over generations. I have to thank you, Mr. President, for your unwavering support for our freedom, for our democracy, for our territorial sovereignty, and for protecting Georgia's borders. For Georgia's NATO aspirations. I think this is a very, very unequivocal support we are getting from you. And you know, this is the last year of your administration, but I can tell you what you've done for not only for my country, but what you've done for all over the region will be remembered greatly, and will be remembered as absolutely revolutionary change of way of thinking, of environment, of giving chances to the people who never thought about having those opportunities and chances before. That's what America is all about. That's what Bush Freedom Agenda is all about. And we are very proud to be part of that agenda, Mr. President. You should know that, you know, this will stay as a photographic memory in the, you know, in our people's mind, and we will always remember it. We'll never, and we are very grateful. Of course, you would dance, Georgian dances much better than I do. You are invited back to come, and you have shown considerable talent. I know you are not Georgian, you are Texan, but we are pretty close. But deep in your mind, you should have something Georgian.
That's right.
For sure. And I mean, we certainly, and if you don't want to dance with us, then you can come and bike with us or do anything, but you are always welcome back. as somebody who really put Georgia firmly on the world freedom map, and not only Georgia, but many other countries in the region, and gave us a chance. I think we will continue this cooperation. I think thank you for your support today. We've heard today everything we wanted to hear from the leader of the free world, and I think that's going to give a new opportunity opening to my people. I'm bringing back hope and inspiration.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you all. Thank you very much.